Hello, and thanks for joining the Momentum for Change podcast series. Access to clean drinking water is a critical problem in many parts of Africa. Dirty water often must be boiled to purify it, requiring fuel from unsustainable and expensive sources like wood or kerosene. In 2011, Vestergaard Fransen launched a breakthrough initiative called LifeStraw Carbon for Water. The LifeStraw is a water purification system that uses no fuel. Each filter can produce at least 18,000 liters of quality drinking water over a 10-year lifespan. In Kenya's western province, nearly 880,000 LifeStraw family water filters were delivered to 91% of all households without access to safe municipal water. The LifeStraw campaign has provided 4.5 million people with sustainable access to safe drinking water. To talk to us about LifeStraw Carbon for Water, we're joined by Tara Lundy, Concept Development Manager at Vestergaard. Can you give us some background on LifeStraw Carbon for Water?
This region of Kenya was somewhere that was seeing a lot of waterborne disease. It's a place where less than 10% of the households had access to piped water on the premises, and even then that wasn't particularly well maintained. And it's also a region where there's heavy deforestation. It used to be all forest, and really not very much of that is left. So it was a very good area to implement this type of carbon project.
Can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
So the water methodology is based on the avoidance of boiling water, and therefore the CO2 emissions that are reduced by people either burning wood or using charcoal to boil their water, because the water filters that we distributed require no energy input to purify water.
Great. What stories have you heard from the users of LifeStraw about how it has changed their lives?
During one of the audits, we were out on a site visit and were really just visiting random households. And so we walked into this household and they asked a woman a series of questions about what she does for water treatment, and she told them that she used LifeStraw. And at the end of the questions, she said she was HIV positive, and 3 years prior to that she actually lost her husband, who was also HIV positive, and he'd been suffering from persistent diarrhea. And she said that she had chronic diarrhea during that time and had gone to the clinic for help, and she was getting sicker and sicker, and that when they brought the LifeStraw, she started using it and hasn't had diarrhea since, and it's gotten a lot stronger.
I mean, it's a really powerful story. Can you tell us how LifeStraw is helping improve the health of children?
Diarrhea is one of the top two killers of children under five in most developing countries. LifeStraw is a technology that covers viruses, parasites, and bacteria to the level of the highly protective category. And it's really critical in the first 5 years of life.
It's great that you're sharing this with us. I think it really helps paint a picture for people of how this really does help people. Can you give us an update on what's been happening since your initiative was recognized as a lighthouse activity by Momentum for Change?
We just certified another 1.6 million tons of emissions reductions, and we're in the process of another certification now. We're seeing about an 80% usage rate, which I think is pretty good 3 years into the program. We have 46 full-time staff that continue to operate free repair and replacement centers in 32 different locations. So really trying to establish a full-time presence in the region.
If there was one key message you really wanted to drive home, what would that message be?
Just to get involved with safe water. It's a huge issue. And as an individual or part of a company, people can support carbon programs.
That's great, Tara. Thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm your host, Sarah Marshalden. You've been listening to the Momentum for Change Lighthouse Activity podcast series. These activities are shining a light on concrete climate change action around the world. For more information and to listen to other podcast installments, find us on the web at momentumforchange.org. That's Momentum for Change with the number 4.org.